It's an interesting time in our life as Christians as we begin this Sunday always with that parade of palms and we see the children waving them and we get all excited about Easter coming and about the resurrection, that sometimes we forget about that week. That week in his life from the moment that he laid into the plans that he'd already made, so that God's will would be accomplished in his life and through his life, death, and resurrection. If you listened carefully at the beginning of the worship, as we heard about his entry into Jerusalem, the scripture tells us that Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her." As he explains this to him, he has already prepared for this event, prepared for this day, prepared for this week. Knowing what the outcome of the week will be, he still got on the donkey. He still went forward into that week. And we hear again, as in the scripture that was just read, that on that first day of the unleavened bread, when the disciples wanted to know, where were we going to have our Passover meal? And he said to them, "Go to this home. I've already prepared it for you." And I think about that whole event, that whole time when he is moving closer and closer to that time in the garden when the guards will come. How much he has prepared and has tried to prepare his disciples for this event as well. And then he gathers them at this meal. And I don't know about you, but I think I would have a hard time sitting down to my last meal with the one beside me who would betray me and the other one beside me who would deny me. Knowing this is my last meal. But he does it. He gathers them all. And he tells them who's going to betray. He doesn't tell them. He gives them a sign as to who will betray him. And then he does what we will do shortly, when he offers the cup and breaks the bread. And I think about what we understand Holy Communion to be. That this time of reconciliation with our God and our Lord, as well as this time that we celebrate the gift that was given to us through the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. Who belongs at the table? Jesus is very clear. Because Judas receives, Peter receives. When we want to say we aren't worthy to receive, think about who received. Who received from the hand of Jesus Christ? The one who would betray him. The one who would deny him. I want to share with you a story by John Patton. He was born in Scotland in 1824. And while he was in his 20s and he lived in the city as a missionary in Glasgow, he left there and he went to New Hebrides with his brand new bride. So they leave everything they know, they leave the community they know and go to the island of Tanna. And when he arrives, his bride and his newborn son die. So there he is, serving alone on an island. Far, far away from all those who love him and care for him, and in constant danger of the cannibals. And he wondered about his decision to go. And he wrote this: "Had I given up my much beloved work and my dear people in Glasgow, with so much delightful associations, to concentrate my life on these degraded creatures?" That was his level of despair. And then 3 years later, it took 3 years for him to see the natives coming to Christ. And then he was able to rejoice. "For 3 years we have toiled and prayed and taught for this. At the moment when I put the bread and wine into those dark hands, once stained with the blood of cannibalism, but now stretched out to receive and partake the emblems and seals of the Redeemer's love, I had a foretaste of the joy of glory that well nigh broke my heart to pieces. I shall never taste a deeper bliss till I gaze on the glorified face of Jesus himself. Sometimes we wonder about the ministry we're called to do, about the movement we're called to make, about the community we're called to be, and we wonder why it hasn't happened yet. But it happens in God's time, because God calls to his table those who betray him, those who deny him, those who are cannibals, those who are deep in sin. And God says, come, eat, fellowship with me. And it's in these moments of worship, in these moments of fellowship, as we gather, that the Holy Spirit begins to work on our hearts and on our lives, and the change begins to transform us one moment, one breath at a time, until 3 years later, someone who's serving cannibals in Tana can see a foretaste of the heavenly banquet and the outstretched hand of a cannibal. God can do powerful and miraculous things. And God calls us to be together as a community. And God calls us to be here at this table. And we don't have to worry if we are worthy, because God wants us here whether we think we're worthy or not, because God loves us and desires us to be sitting at his table. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what I want you to do right now is pull out your hymnals. I want you to turn to page 15. You're turning to page 15 because the Great Thanksgiving I will read won't be what you'll see in your book on any other page, but the responses starting on 15 through 16 will be there, and I can prompt you through those responses. This is the Lord's table. Jesus Christ is the host, and we are the guests, and all are invited to partake at this table. It doesn't matter if you are a member of Plank Chapel or not. It just matters that you want a loving relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you.
Also.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. In love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, your love remained steadfast. You bid your faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Easter feast, that renewed by your word and sacraments and fervent in prayer and works of justice and peace, we may come to the fullness of grace that you have prepared for those who love you. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to redeem the world. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Being born into our likeness, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. He took upon himself our sin and death and offered himself a perfect sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. And on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. If Taylor would come forward. Body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Come, taste and see, and know that the Lord is good. The ushers will direct you this morning.